Good. Okay. Okay, so what we try to do, hopefully, in the next couple of weeks, is to give a little bit of an overview of the mitzvahs.
Before the overview.
Yeah.
Is there going to be a Zoom link in case, like...
I will put the Zoom link in the trusted madrich of Akiva. He's in charge of this. I have no idea. Okay? All right? I guess in the true spirit of Shom V'Zochah, we need Berech and Emrim, so most of the year you're talking about the mitzvahs Losa Seif Shabbos, the Malachas. We'll try to spend a couple of weeks just touching on some of the Rashi Prachim of the mitzvahs essay. So what we'll try to do is to speak a little bit about some of the lomdus of the sugya, some of the nefkamina lahalocha, lemaisa, aspects of the sugyas of the Kiddush, and Abdullah, and the Shabbos, and Lomdus Neiris, the Sefer Shabbos, all those basic Rashi Prachim. And again, everyone should try to learn along whatever they can in terms of the Torah. So I say, from Shemur, Shukrach, Sugis yourself a little bit. Again, it's going to be a fairly short limud. So let's begin with the first of the mitzvahs essay of Shabbos. The Torah itself presents as the first. Zochas in Shabbos the Kacho. Mar tells us that this refers to the mitzvah der Isaf Kiddush. So there is no question that there is a mitzvah min HaTorah to recite Kiddush and Shabbos. Gemara uses the phrase "Dvar Torah" in this explicitly in Maseches Brachas Daf Chaf of the Days. Gemara Pesachim Daf Kufav and Aleph talks about it as well, and it's clear as day that this is an actual mitzvah midaraisa. However, what is a little bit less clear is what exactly one has to do, what one has to say, one has to perform in order to perform this mitzvah on a level of deraisa, and then secondary on a level of derabanan. So today is going to be a mostly deraisa like a day. So what exactly is included in this mitzvah midaraisa? So when you read the Gemara in Pesachim Daf Kuvav, so it's very unclear because the Gemara quotes a brisa that starts off with Zochre Yom Shabbos Tekacho Zachrei Walayayin. So that is the Toshma Pez interpretation of that phrase Zochre Yom Shabbos Tekacho Zachrei Walayayin. That's the first that we call Kiddush today on a cup of wine. So most of the Rishayim were of the opinion that Gemara did not mean it on the level of deraisa. There is no remez. There's no drush anywhere that says Yayin. Well, it was Yayin. I also read the Aseret Dibros. It says Zoch, doesn't say anywhere ala yayin. So it must be that Chazal stuck in those words ala yayin, but Chazal meant was, this is the din midirabonan, Chazal misakar at a later date, to recite the mitzvah deraisa, Kiddush ala yayin. Min HaTorah, there's no such requirement of yayin whatsoever. What is the mitzvah deraisa of Kiddush? So chebi dvar miyalma, that you have to say, Zechira means dibor. Even though the truth is that the word Zechira, in Hebrew we usually think Zechira just means to think, just to remember. So here it's clear that Zechiri here doesn't just mean Machshava, it means Dibor. And how do we know that? So the Shagas Aryeh elaborates upon this. It's probably part of a general din that all the other bits of Zechiri in the Torah are always Derech Dibor. That's what the Gemara says in Maseches Megillah about Zechiri Samolek. The Torah says, Zochar Sashasach Lamolek, and then the Torah says, at the end, Losishkach. So the Gemara says that what's the difference between Shicha and Zechira? The Gemara says, Shicha, Shicha Saleiv. So it must be when the Torah says the Chibur Samolik, it means in addition to Shichas Aleiv, you have to be Motzi Bepeh. So the Shadazai says that's probably done by all Zechiras. By Zechiras Yis Mitzrayim, by other times, whenever there's a mitzvah of Zechira, so Zechira in Halachic Hebrew probably doesn't mean to remember, probably means to mention Lahazkir. We would say today, Nibu Lahazkir or something. So the word, the mitzvah of Zechira of Kiddush Min HaTorah, according to most of the Rishonim, is a Zechira Bepeh, but the requirement of Yayin is Bechlal not exist, it doesn't exist at all Min HaTorah. Even though that's the view of most of the Rishonim, Taisus quotes such an opinion in Pesachim Kuvav, the Rabbim is Mefarish like this, the Mechin is like this, and all the later Achronim assume this way in Halacha, there is a dissenting view. There is a possibility that maybe the requirement of Yayin is actually Min HaTorah. So Taisus in Pesachim raises that as a possibility. They quote one possibility, one Yesh Amrim in Taisus that says such a thing, that maybe Yayin is required Min HaTorah. So Taisus, of course, has to explain where to come from. You want to create a Din Min HaTorah of Yayin, Hamotzech Me'el Ra, you got to prove to me some kind of a source for that. So Taisa says, yeah, if you look in other places in Tanakh, so the word Zechira has the connotation of Yayin. It says, the Moshe, it says, Zichro Kiyen Halavono, it says, Maskir Tadechim Yayin. So Taisa gives you some Bekias in Nach, of different places that the word Zechira and Yayin go hand in hand. So it must be Chazal, it's some kind of a tradition that Zechira La Yayin applies here as well. It's a very, very difficult day in Taisa, because, let's say, the Moshe, there's a mitzvah of Zechira Samalim. So it's a new Chumra. The wine is usually perm time a couple of days later. Most people don't have a chumra. They know the Bakr has put up a cup of wine and say, Zechira Samolik al Yayin. I've never heard of such a thing. Lamad discuss Yom Tseis Chemer Tzitzrayim. So the Skiyun Tzitzrayim Tzitzrayim Balelis. Beyond Balelis is the Mitzvah of Torah B'Pashtas. So we get the Kriyashma every day. We don't pick up a cup of wine and make Kiddush over Kriyashma. So it's a very, very strange, very difficult thesis that somehow Chazal had this tradition that this Zechira is al Yayin. Very, very hard to understand. Taisus quotes such a possibility, but again, that is not the majority of you in any stretch of the imagination. Most of the Rishonim follow the other Dan Taisus and the Rambam, and that's how we accept the halacha, that the whole requirement of yayin, lock, stock, and barrel, no pun intended, is only going to be the Rabbanim, the Daraisa. So the basic two of the Mitzvah Kiddush is the Chir B'Dvar Miyama, again, not fundamentally different than the Chiris Amalek, Chiris Mitzrayim, those kinds of Chiris in the Torah. It's based on this assumption that the Magen Avraham has a big breakthrough in the Siman Mount Kiddush, where the Magen Avraham has the following suggestion. The Magen Avraham says, you know, if you're telling me that the mitzvah of Kiddush Ben HaTorah is just Dvar Me'alma, so we stumble the first words out of the person's mouth when Shabbos starts that have something to do with the Shabbos, some kind of a description of Zoch Shabbos Shabbos Kachel, would probably suffice for that mitzvah. So the Magen Avraham says, what are the first words out of the person's mouth? Daven Zmeirv. So the Magen Avraham says, and you get up, you daven Zmeirv. So you say, by Chulish Mavras Chotvam, Mekadosh Shabbos Kachecha, Bachshem Mekadosh Shabbos, you're the mitzvah derayis of Kiddush, because you were maskir Kiddush b'dvar. So says the Magen Avraham. Simply davening Meirv is the fulfillment of Torah. Any Kiddush you're going to say later on Friday night is only midrabanan. That's l'kayim the konatz hachachovim of kachay walayayin. Okay, you didn't finish the job yet. Midrayis v'yayitz b'tefillah ba'alam. That's a famous pesach of Magen Avraham. And many gedolei acharonim went along with this. Then Yehuda, gedolei acharonim went along with this. Until all of a sudden, in the mid-1800s, the world caved in for this job. The two Gedele Ador, each one independently, realized that there's something fundamentally problematic with this Magen Avraham. The two Gedele Olam are the Mishneh Berurah and the Mechas Chinuch. The Mishneh Berurah and the Mechas Chinuch, I don't think they ever met each other, but the Mishneh Berurah in the Be'er Loch and Reishayin Aleph, he writes that he had a bomb kasha for years that was bothering him against this Magen Avraham. And then he writes that the achekach boliyad the sefer shnitvas dechadish mechas chinuch, the brand of mechas chinuch. I don't mean the brand of mechas chinuch like you know chodesh lai mechas. I mean like the old style mechas chinuch. You guys before you guys were born, so we used to learn old mechas chinuch. Old mechas chinuch. First of all, it was impossible to read because there was so many Rashi Tevis in it that you never knew what in the world anything stood for, and there were just these run-on sentences and run-on paragraphs, and nothing ever broke up into anything. You couldn't find anything in the Mechas Chinuch, and that's when I was a kid. That when I was a teenager. That was the Mechas Chinuch. So one of the biggest Tevis that modern day publishing did in the world of Torah was to create a Mechas Chinuch that was actually legible. So believe it or not, that the Mechas Chinuch that we have today is a shortened version of the original Mechas Chinuch. The Mechaber, the Mechas Chinuch, wrote a much, much longer version, and it was stolen, or somebody destroyed it, leave out the details of the politics of Mechas Chinuch, it's not relevant right now, but the original Ksav Yad of Mechas Chinuch we don't have. Then the Mechas Chinuch was so distraught that his whole life work was destroyed, so he decided he's going to write a shortened version of it. He didn't have the time to write it all over again from the beginning. They didn't have any copy machine. Nothing was allowed to save on his computer at the time. So he wrote Mamash from scratch into one, and he wrote a much, much shortened version. And that began with Chas Chinuch today. So I always say that Minash Shemayim, it's a big, big bracha that the original one was lost. Because if the original one would have been printed, no one would have read it. It would have been too long. It was Mamash, and no shuls would have given Chas Chinuch Shurim. No one could find anything. It's like long Shtukal Torahs. So the godless of Mechas Chinuch is that he had all the lumdus and he was bekatzer it. That's why he keeps on writing all the time. Ein li laharachan, ein laharachan, ein yesh lekatzer, yesh lekatzer. Everything was a kitzer of what the original was. So the Mishneh Berurah saw this sefer Mechas Chinuch published in his day, and he writes that Barshe Kivanti ladas also going. But they both yes the same bomb cash against the Magen Avraham. Both say that it's a problem. The Gemara says in the end of Maseches Pesachim that in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Kiddush, you have to incorporate the idea of the Yetzias Mitzrayim. How do you know that? So Gzeir Shom. It says, Zoch Shem Shabbos Kach, Shem Man Tizkos Shem Tzeir Shom, Ma, Kan Yetzias Mitzrayim, Kan Yetzias Mitzrayim. But you have to incorporate into the Nusra Kiddush a mention of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Tzorch Lahas Yetzias Mitzrayim, Kiddush Ayyoyim. So says the, both the Mechaz Chinuch and the Mishneh Berurah, Mechilis Kovet, the Helige Magen Avraham, we searched Davening on Friday night on Shabbos, and there's no mention of Yetzias Mitzrayim in the Shemar Ezra. It doesn't say anywhere that Shabbos is a Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim. It says Vaychulish Mama Brias Oilam, a lot of other beautiful things there. You know, Ritzei Bechaz Kad, Shein and Mitzvahs have beautiful things, but not the words Yetzias Mitzrayim don't appear in the text Bichlal on Friday night davening at all. And therefore, both these Gedolei Olam said, "We're going to run Miss Dekamam, give us the favors." So what is the Pshat of the Magen Avraham? So So the Mishnah Berurah tries to emphasize the Magen Avraham. He says maybe the Magen Avraham held that was just an asmachta b'yama, wasn't a real din d'oraisa. Maybe when Torah never needed tzitz mitzrayim because the Rishava wasn't a real din Rishava. Or maybe the Magen Avraham held that when I daven ma'ariv, so I say, you know, emes v'amuna, so I mention tzitz mitzrayim, and then I say v'ayichulu right afterwards. So maybe that counts. That was Birch Krishma, this is Kiddush. So the whole thing is that Mishnah Berurah says he takes us on the Magen Avraham. Mamash Pella. So both the Bechaz Chinuch and the Mishnah Berurah leave it as a Tzarchi and God on this Magen Avraham. How can you be able to say Kiddush? That doesn't seem to be correct. Then the Mishnah Berurah raises a whole other question, which is a technical issue. It says that it's Machlaikis and Rosh Hashanah, Dafka Ches, with the Mitzvah Tzichas Kavanah, Mitzvah Zain Tzichas Kavanah. So the Shulchan Aruch quotes both opinions in the Mishnah, Machlaikis and Mishnah, what the Maskana Sigmar is. So the Shulchan Aruch and the Chaz Kriyashma quotes both opinions, and they says, V'chein halacha, that Mitzvah Tzichas Kavanah. So Shulchan Aruch is Machriya, that Mitzvah Tzichas Kavanah. So there is a Machlaikis among the Ram and the Gra, when the Shulchan Aruch meant to be Machriya, but there is Sofek, or there is Vada, that's a technical issue in the Sunni Mitzvah Tzichas Kavanah. But Lamaisa, we pass the Mitzvah Tzichas Kavanah. For Ikaron, we pass the Mitzvah Tzichas Kavanah. So it says the Mishnah Berurah, tap your guy in the shoulder when he finishes davening night and Friday night. Yes, and did you have in mind to fulfill the mitzvah of Kiddush? If he didn't come to the, he only learns losses. He doesn't learn the Yaseh Shabbos, so he never heard of this Magen Avraham. He doesn't know he can be Yaitse with davening night. The average guy in shul doesn't have a clue that he's Yaitse Kiddush Deraisa with davening night. So says the Mishnah Berurah, even if you could somehow get around, you could finagle the Yaseh Mitzrayim part, you'll figure out why Yaseh Mitzrayim isn't so important, but the Maaseh Kavanah is critical, Mitzvah Tzichas Kavanah. So the guy didn't have Kavanah to be Yaitzeh, so how's he Yaitzeh? So other Rechvarim say, well, he didn't have Kavanah to be Yaitzeh. The Mishnah Berurah himself, in Uchaz Kriyashma, quotes from a Chayyadim that says that the Sugya Mitzvah Tzichas Kavanah, every time it appears in Shas, is in the following context. The guy's hearing a shofar, and he's blowing the shofar to kill the shir. He's blowing the shofar because he likes the sound. He's practicing for his role in the orchestra. Well, the Gemara has a guy who's reading, happens to be Mavis Sedra Pasha Veschanan, and he gives man Zman of Krishma. All the examples in Shas, Mitzvah Sikhas, but that's Zman, talking about guys who are doing mitzvahs clearly for other reasons. Says the Chayyadim, quoted by the Mishnah Berurah himself in his Krishma, says, a guy walks into Shul, 7 o'clock in the morning, Dam Shachas, and he puts on his tefillin, and he's not having a mind on the Shema Mitzvah, he's still asleep. Well, he's not yet. That's called Mitzvah Sikhas Kavari, not yet. That's ridiculous, says the Chayyadim. That's not what Chazal meant with Tzichus Kavanah and Tzichus Kavanah. Tzichus Kavanah means if you're doing a mitzvah for legamri, a different purpose, and you want that to count for your mitzvah, so then that's the machlokes, Tzichus Kavanah and Tzichus Kavanah. But if you're just doing mitzvahs, Adashim Lamadi, you're doing mitzvahs without thinking about it, of course, then, why else did you come to shul at 7 o'clock? When you came to shul to fulfill your religious obligations, so it's Mavon Mi'el, of course that's considered to be Kavanah and mitzvahs. So other Rechvarim, he asked the Mishnah Berurah, a guy who walks to shul Friday night, he doesn't have to be the biggest lamdan in the world. He's coming to fulfill whatever the religion tells him to do. So if Jewish law dictates that he should be Yetzir Kiddush, he's Yetzir Kiddush. He doesn't have to get, he's coming to do his obligations, so whatever his obligations are. So that's also called Tzichas Kavanah. It's another Rechvarim, a Deich and Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah apparently understood that this is much worse than the guy comes to the shul and not paying attention to tefillin. The guy comes to the shul and not paying attention to his putting on his tefillin, he's still Yetzir, because he doesn't have anything else on his mind. He has other things in his mind, but he's not doing other mitzvahs. Here, the average guy comes to davening and thinking, I'm here to daven Meir, if Kiddush is when I get home with my wife and kids, it's a different picture. So this is not like the case of the Chayyadim. This is worse than the Chayyadim. Here, the guy's coming to shul Friday night for a totally different purpose. He's here to sing l'chadoid, he's here for his Kalbach inspiration, he's here to hear the rabbi give a dvar Torah, he's here to daven Meir, and enjoy him. It's home Kiddush is what you do when you're in your house with your wife and kids. So that's a different, that's like a tekel l'shir, that's like a kofu v'chol matzah, that's like a curry, korbatar v'gizman mikra, it's a different agenda l'gamri. So the Mishnah Berurah sticks to his guns, he thinks that this Tzichas Kavanah is going to be a huge, huge problem.
Like a self-fulfilling sock. Like, if people knew that
you were
going
right.
to do it, then
right, we would have to tell people, right. But so the Mishnah Berurah is just sitting in Radin, sitting in Lithuania, you know, in the late 1800s, and he's looking at the average guy in Radin, probably knew how to learn a little bit. The average guy is not thinking Kiddush. We don't think Kiddush. You know, like in the Art School Siddur, when you get the Kriyashma, it says, have in mind to fulfill the bits of Kriyashma. Does it say, have in mind to fulfill the bits of Kiddush? When you say,
but if
you
wrote that, then
we'd
be fine.
If you wrote it, but we didn't write it yet. So either you have to make a whole, you know, a whole tataramic, a whole shikloli about to have the rabbi announce it 100 times over, or stop telling people that you had to with davening. So the Mishnah Berurah is not at all sure about the Smugan Avraham. He's not against the Smugan Avraham. The Chaschinich is also not against the Smugan Avraham. The Kash, the Bomb Kash, the Tzitz Mitzrayim, the Bomb Kash of Kiddush. It's not so poshut. But Lamaisa, the early Achronim were okay with it. Some of the early Achronim weren't so concerned with these issues. To such an extent that Rabbi Kanege wanted to outdo the Magen Avraham. Rabbi Kanege in his notes in the Magen Avraham, that siman. So Rabbi Kanege says, you know, the Magen Avraham is right. He could be yaitzeh with tefillah. Has to be shmur esrei. Has to be mechu. What's the mitzvah there, Aisa? Share with Dvarim. You have to say something that's special about Shabbos. So the Magen Avraham says, I got a great phrase that's special, unique to Shabbos. You would never say this on a Tuesday. Rabbi Kanege adds on to the Magen Avraham. Yeah. Rabbi Kanege says, the Magen Avraham is right, that feels good enough. Say good Shabbos is also good enough. You don't say good Tuesday to someone. You say good Shabbos. I was just Meshabech Shabbos. I just spoke about the godless of Shabbos. It's a good day. It's a good Tuesday is not such a good day. It's a Shabbos, a good Shabbos. It's a Shabbat Shalom. Tuesday is not such a peaceful day. Shabbat Shalom. So that's a fulfillment midaraisa of the mitzvah of Kiddush. So the Rabbi Kanege says, if the Magen Avraham is right, then maybe I'm also right. Again, if you don't think the Magen Avraham is right, if you think the Mishnah Berurah and the Mechas Sinach are right, then obviously Rabbi Kanege is not correct. But Rabbi Kanege is just picking up where the Magen Avraham left off. So the Mishnah Berurah has a taina against this Rabbi Kanege also. The Mishnah Berurah turns around and he says, even if the Magen Avraham is right, Rabbi Kanege's extension I don't think is right. You know why? Because if you open up the Rambam, Perchav Tas, Perchav Shabbos, where the Rambam describes, he defines the mitzvah derais of Kiddush, so the Rambam talks about two different things. The Rambam writes, you have to make Kiddush by B'dvarim, the boss means B'dvarim, so the Rambam writes, you have to discuss Sheva Chayom U'Kedushasai. You have to talk about how great Shabbos is. Shabbos is a special day, it's Echel Ma'aseh Breishis, it's only extra things, special things you don't talk about on Tuesday, and you have to mention Kedushas of Shabbos. How did the Rambam know that? That's the Pasuk Chumash says. So you could talk about, you could say Shabbos is great, Shabbos is wonderful, Shabbos is a fun day, and we have youth groups on Shabbos that we don't have on Tuesday, and we have cholent on Shabbos, and we read nice books on Shabbos, we do great things. It's a wonderful, phenomenal, really enjoyable day. And you forgot to mention what? That's a holy day. You forgot to say the word Kaddush. So says the Rambam, that's not Kiddush. That's Zochas Yom HaShabbos. That's not Lakacho. So Lakacho is part of the definition of what the mitzvah derais is. So the Mishnah Berurah discovered that Pasuk Chumash. He discovered that Rambam Lichos Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah says, how could the Rabbi Kivega say saying good Shabbos is good enough? If you'd say good Shabbos, Kodesh, maybe that would be good enough. But say good Shabbos, that's still good. So if you put the whole picture together, you have a new Chumash. If you want to be Yaitz Kiddush derais, but say good Shabbos, you have to say as following. Good Shabbos Kodesh, what do you have to say? Zechut says, we try. Oh, if you say that, this is a lock out for being a Meshuggah, that's a new Chumr of today. So, good Shabbos, good Zechut says, try, and then you're good to go. Except the quote that Tosafot that says, you know, like, yeah, we don't pass like that. But if you don't say good Shabbos, good Zechut, and have in mind L'Shem Mitzvah, then you're going to fall short. So, that's what you put together this whole piece of the puzzle. So, again, it's a big joke. What do we need all this for? We're going to be, I'd say, Kiddush anyway, they're nice later when we get home. Who cares whether we say davening or not? Whether the Magen Avraham's right, Mishnah Berurah's right, Rabbi Kanege's right, the whole thing doesn't matter. Let's take a Shabbos to everybody anyway. What's the big deal? But there was a rabbi once told me that he went to visit somebody in the hospital on Shabbos. The person was mamish, and so they weren't making kiddush tikkubili. So the rabbi went over to him and whispered to them for Shabbos, and the person's like lips were like whispering back. He answered back at Shabbos, and the person subsequently passed away. So this rabbi said that he felt that he was mezakeh this person in the last mitzvah of their isa. Went to Kveg himself, maybe. According to Mishnah Berurah, it's a nice gesture, but he didn't accomplish anything in the world of Lomdos. But according to Kveg, it could mean that he was mamish by having the same, the words good Shabbos, he was yaitzeh of the Kiddush the last time of his life.
In theory, why wouldn't
the Zechut Tzias
Mitzrayim, I guess, admire it during Krishna?
So that's the Mishnah Berurah throws out that possibility. Maybe. And then the Mishnah Berurah said, it's a joke. That was like 10 minutes before. What's that? So that's a funny thing. On the level of their eyes, maybe that's what the Magen Avraham. The Mishnah Berurah is not sure. The Mishnah Berurah is willing to defend the Magen Avraham either by saying it's his Mitzrayim, it's only his asmach, that's not really needed in the Torah, or what's this?
So would it be a
Kiyum HaSeder
to say good Shabbos
with
whatever the whole?
Yeah. So again, what do I need it for? I'm going home to make Kiddush on my wine. We have to drive myself crazy.
The rest of Shabbos.
What?
The whole like should one
every time
use that formula?
No, well, you don't have to be able to Kiddush more than once. The bits of Kiddush is once. That's it.
And that's it.
Yeah, you don't have to say Kiddush every 10 minutes. No.
There's no, okay.
Two things. Number one is the Rebbe Akiva Eger. So, what are you going to do with the question about making Kiddush on Shabbos Yom Kippur?
Oh, wait, we're getting there. Hold on, we're getting there.
Another question.
So, we'll lead up to that.
Another question is, what about Kiddush Makam Suda?
Wait. We got 9 shirts to talk about. 3 weeks ago. Yeah, a lot of things open. We're getting there. Okay.
Is there an issue with saying Shabbos before Mincha?
That's a different Shabbos. That's a, would one argue that's a Tosefah Shabbos? So if a person has it in mind, it's Tosefah Shabbos, that could pose a problem. You can't have Mincha anymore. So, you know, there's like the Yeshivish lingo, you know, what do people usually say? What's the phrase? They don't say good Shabbos. There's another thing to say. Yes, I always say have a good Shabbos. The Lashon Osset means in the future have a good Shabbos. But some people won't, there's some kind of other lingo they'll say. They won't say the words good Shabbos. They won't say Shabbos Shalom, Zichel won't say. Shabbos Shalom, maybe. I like that story. So, does any of this matter? I mean, who in the right mind has ever been Yetzi Kiddush with this cuckoo, Nuskalos of Kiddush? So, that's a cuckoo. I mean, a few possible scenarios, some of them very, very real, potential real applications of these watered down Lashonos for Kiddush. So, I'll share with you a few stories. One of the stories goes back not that long ago, about 6-7 years ago, when we had a bar mitzvah in our shul. I remember it was in the springtime. They had just changed the clock. It was right before Pesach. It was a Shana Mubaris that year. I remember that specifically. It was a very late Pesach. They had already changed the clock long before already in March. And so some of the guys in the shul already happened for 2 million, right? The early bird special. The guys who wanted to have in Meyer, you know, at 2:30 in the afternoon. Those guys, right? Guys who built the flag, if we could do it, we'll do it. So we already started the plot together. So we happened about a bar mitzvah. So the boy was turning, but we had a bar mitzvah that Shabbos. And his family jumped at the opportunity of davening, you know, having a lot of guests, some kids, they wanted to do the Shabbos. So they were davening, Milch was like 5:30 or something. Sure, and they started their kiddush, the Shabbos Milch. It's okay. We'll talk about that a little bit later on. You can be a Kaddish, maybe a Yom, Fair Sheikh Mahan, the fourth bracket of Brachas. You can be a Mitzvah, the Klag of Mincha. But how that works, we'll talk about that a little bit later on. But the Maisa works. That's the Din of Fair Sheikh Mahan, Shukarach. You can be a Kiddish, Minat Torah, even maybe a Yom, even after Klag of Mincha. There was one small technicality. What the technicality was, his Bar Mitzvah, his Boba Yom was in Shabbos. So he didn't really become Chayv Mitzvahs until he reached Bar Mitzvah to Boba Yom. Not at all poshut that if you have a Kabbal Shabbos early, that's going to impact on your Boba Yom. It could be that Min HaTorah, this kid is not really Chayv in Kiddush until it gets dark, until he becomes Mamish Bar Mitzvah. Could be he's not really Bar Mitzvah beforehand. So it is a little bit of a pickle, because here his family wants him to have his start with everybody else. His first Mitzvah Daraisa is going to blow. He's going to miss the first update of Kiddush. So what do you do? So I told him his father, I said, that's a terrible. I said, it happened to be that we were davening later in the time, and we had the Bar Mitzvah taking place in the tent, not the tent we have now. This was the pre-tent tent. This was the, you know, you make a Bar Mitzvah, you build a tent in our Torah days. So they built the tent in Kachava, and they were having the... So I said to the father, I said, listen, I said, I'm going to daven the regular minyan, the later minyan. I said, you know, whatever, give or take 34 minutes after Shkia, whenever, you know, daven will be over, I said, tell your kid just to come in for a second, and let him get Kiddush. I'm going to make Kiddush again. So he should be Yaitzi Kiddush just a lot sad that my Shtabutar, maybe he wasn't Yaitzi Kiddush, you know, first time around, you know, he should be Yaitzi Kiddush, he'll hear my Kiddush. So kacha. So they sent the kid in, and the father came in with the kid also, and then see if the mother comes in, and the brothers come in, the sister, the grandparents, and I said, this wasn't part of the program. I said, I just want him to hear Kiddush. No, they were so excited. Such a slavos. This is first Kiddush deraisa l'choladeus. Everybody wanted. I would have eaten with them. They were 30 people in my living room. Not such a chazan. Didn't say such a nola. It wasn't a yamod. It was just a simple Kiddush. So it was yaitz. So that's the easy part. So this story repeated itself the following week. The following week, though, in a different community in Muncie, where it wasn't my shul, but I was invited to a bar mitzvah. The following week, and it was the same exact story. The boy's bar mitzvah was Bo Bayom, and it was my mishpacha, and they wanted to make an early Shabbos, and they asked me what I told them. It was the same problem, the same shaila. The kid is bar mitzvah 2 weeks in a row. So there, we didn't have the option of him going to hear Kiddush Tovah. They didn't have another minyan. When you have a shul in your house, you don't have that option. They were not in a regular shul. They were eating the meal in the shul. And they didn't have a second where they could send the kid across the street to go hear Kiddush. That didn't work. So Ella Watts told him to make Kiddush on his his own later. When he heard Kish the first time, it's not so pashut. Mashtik Mutar is right. I mean, the rice. That's all pashut. This cheshbon is not so pashut. So I was struggling with, you know, what we should do. What should the eight to be? So I thought to myself like this. On the level of the Rabbanon, for the Kiddush Rabbanon, we can probably rely on those Rishonim who say the Katan could be Yotzei Mitzvahs, but it's the Rabbanon. But Deraisa was eating away at me. This kid needs Kiddush Deraisa. So what are you going to do? So according to the Maghreb Ram, no big deal. Hold on, Shachar's tomorrow morning. It's the same way you were Yotzei Mitzvahs. You have a Shachar's tomorrow morning, you're Yotzei. But I was worried about this. There's no Yotzei Mitzvahs in Shachar's either, and there's no Kavana at Shachar's. So what do you do? So I said as follows. I told this mitzvah boy, Bobayom, right after Tzeis Kechavim, he said, first of all, say Kriyat Shema. That's number one. Make sure you get Kriyat Shema down. And then I want you to say the following. I want you to take out a Chumash. I open up the Chumash to by Chumash Shema Baruch Chotvam. I said to him, I want you to have in mind to fulfill the mitzvah deraisa of Zechirat Shabbos. Chumash Shema Shabrolakim La'asos. And then when he finished La'asos, I said, I want you to say the next three words. Zecher L'tzias V'shem. It doesn't say that in the Chumash. I said, I know it doesn't say that in the Chumash, but I'm telling you, say those three words. I should borrow the kibbutz. So, Zeichel et Yisbutzra. Shabbos should be Zeichel et Yisbutzra. That way, I am for the Mechaz Chiruch Steiner and the Mishnah Berurah Steiner, and he had Kavana and Shalom HaYisrael with Yaitzeh with the Reis of Kiddush the holidays. He could have also just said, Shabbos Kodesh Zeichel. What?
When did he say this?
You have to test Kechavim.
Any time, just pick up a Chumash at any point you want.
I mean, I don't want to wait till later in the night. I did as soon as I was test Kechavim for me to say Kriyash, I told him. So I remember in the middle of the meal, they made it early Shabbos. So we were right smack in the middle of the meal. We rolled up my early. I said, let's fulfill the mitzvah of Deraisa Kiddush right now. Say by Chulu and just add on those extra three words of Zechut Zechut. Okay? So if you want to find out who was that special Bar Mitzvah boy, very famous person in YU community these days, Zevi Salmon. He's Bar Mitzvah. He was the one. Okay? So way before he knew how to shoot the three-pointers from 75 feet away. So he was Yotzei. Ask him how he was Yotzei. See if he remembers. How he was Yotzei. His first Kiddush Deraisa was through the words of Zechut. Maybe it's Chus. That's Zechut. That's right. Kach HaTorah. You never know. Kach HaTorah.
Was there an issue with him eating before Kiddush?
The what?
The
Rabbanans. The Rabbanans were relying on the Flachaninfa. They were relying on the other coolers and the Rabbanans with the rice. But the mitzvah of the rice was eating away. So, kachado. So we invoked, we made up our own nusach for Kiddush. So this is not the first time in my life that I made up a new nusach for Kiddush. So I'll tell you when I used to do this. I had this in the back of my mind already from years gone by. That my grandmother, Shalom, so she lived about a half hour from where I grew up in Riverdale. She lived about a half hour away, my father's mother. So there was a tkuf in my teenage years, I was the Balkoire in the shul that was right next to her house. I would always go there, I'd go to the Shabbos morning, I would lane, and then I would go up and visit her and say, you know, wish her a good Shabbos. So I would always make kitshva. Shabbos morning, I would make kitshva. So my father, every Friday, so my father would make sure that there was some azonis, something, you know, some grape juice, some azonis around, make kitshva. Make kitshva. Now the truth is, she was an older woman, you know, living by herself. Le'ikra din, she should really make kiddush herself Friday night. We kind of grew up in a little shtetl in Poland and Europe. European women didn't make kiddush themselves. It wasn't on their radar screen. So le'ikra din, I really should. She didn't get kiddush Friday night. As we're going to learn, mikra din, she should really make kiddush Shabbos morning, the full nusach, the full mekadosh Shabbos. And I knew she's going to feel uncomfortable. She's going to know that this is not the Shabbos kiddush, she's the Friday night. I didn't want to make, you know, waves. I wanted to be comfortable. But you know, you come make Kiddush, you know, you make it whatever you say. So kachava, I used to make every Shabbos morning for her. I would say, B'shamu Reis, also Shabbos, Al Kei Berach Hashem Yom HaShabbos V'Yakadshayu. And I would add my emendation to the Seres HaDibris. What three words did I put in for good luck?
Zayim,
that's right. Someone has already related that I should have just said the Seres HaDibris in Baruch Hanan. Because in Baruch Hanan, Shomer Shem Hashem, it says, "Okay, Tzibcha." It says Beferish. I Tzibcha Hashem in Mitzrayim. It would have been better, but I didn't think of that at the time, so I didn't know that one about that. So I stuck with Pashas Shmos, Pashas Yisro, and I threw in a couple extra words for good luck. So I did this week in, week out for many, 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 many Shabbosos. So I just had to always remember that when I make Kiddush at home, not to say exactly. I think of a Tavla Amar. I know what it says in Chumash. So you got to remember, if you're making Kiddush for someone who you think may not have heard Kiddush, you can throw on the magic words Zechut for good luck. Really, you should do is just make the whole Kiddush for them, but it wasn't such a great idea for her. Anyway, back to the story. So this is all different eitzas, different ways, and different creative solutions how to fulfill the mitzvah of their eyes of Kiddush, if and when we are looking for that creative solution. So as you mentioned correctly, that these creative solutions were actually suggested by Pleiske many years ago about the following situation. We have Yom Kippur Shchalos B'Shabbos. All of a sudden, every 3-4 years, getting Yom Kippur Shchalos B'Shabbos. So come the Gedolei Apostle and raise a red flag and say, wait, so what are Yom Kippur Shchalos B'Shabbos? Forget about Rabbi Kivega's discussion about a chayla, what is a chayla? You know, a regular healthy guy. How's he fulfill the mitzvah of Zechim Shabbos? So what are you going to say? It's Yom Kippur, so therefore there's no yayin? What does that do with anything? Min HaTorah, no, remember, it's got to tell you don't need yayin. Min HaTorah, you don't need yayin b'chol. So if you don't need yayin min HaTorah, the definition of Kiddush Min HaTorah is just with words alone, so then aren't I chayiv in this mitzvah? But the fact that it's also Yom Kippur, what does that detract from the mitzvah of the Raisa? Zechim Shabbos gotcha. So come and Gugur Rachareb and said, you know what? It must be, you have to rely on Kiddush B'Dvarim. And who's Kiddush B'Dvarim? Mother of Rome, Tefillah, Yadav Amayim, Shoshana. So guess what? Here's the good news. The good news is that although on a regular Friday night, in our Shabbos Nusach, we do not have the word Zechet Zeh Zitzrayim. Just interesting, the Rashbam did. The Rashbam Pesachim had those words Zechet Zeh Zitzrayim in his Friday night Nusach, which we don't have. But in Yom Tif Tavid, including Yom Kippur, we do have those words. Because the Batit Elon Rosh Hashanah Kenev Yavah, they say Zechet Zeh Zitzrayim. So come a group of later Chavim and say, when you dive in Ma'ev and you kiddush Chalos B'Shabbos, you should have in mind the following: Tita Lo Hashem Lekein Biava, Es Yom HaShabbos Hazeh, Yisom Kippur Mezadadadam, and you say at the end Zechut Yisus Raim, you were just Yotzi. You say Mikra Kedis Zechut Yisus Raim, you were Yotzi the Mitzvah Derais of Cholodayis. And so some shuls have the practice that they make that announcement right before the start Ma'ev when you have kiddush Chalos B'Shabbos. Everyone should have in mind to fulfill the Mitzvah Derais of kiddush on Shabbos because they want to be covered. The Mishnah Berurah second concern. The shuls that don't make that announcement, they are assuming, like we said before, the guy is coming to fulfill whatever the halacha requires of him. But the halacha requires a kiddush, so Zayin kiddush, that's good enough. So yesh v'yeh. Some shuls are machmir to make the announcement, some shuls are not so machmir to make the announcement. So when I was a bacher, I used to daven in tells, and I grew up in Riverdale, so my lady is a bacher, I used to daven in tells. So I spent many years, Yom Nerav davening in tells, Riverdale. I remember one year it was a Shabbos. There was a big sign in the store. The Beis Medrash says, "Kol Echad Yichavin Kaya Mitzvah Shel Zoch Shem Shabbos Kacho." And after 2-3 years later, it was the same story. That sign wasn't there. So it was a whole pilpul of the yeshiva. Oh, the yeshiva they take down the sign because they held you don't really need it, or this they forgot to put up the sign. There's a riot from the lack of the sign. The Yeshiva in our Torah. What's that minute? Were you up with us for? You weren't with us for? Supposed to be yet. So one of our many announcements to make sure of the year is we try to remember to make that announcement right before we start Meir. Everyone should have in mind to fulfill the mitzvah derais of Kiddush. So every once in a while we use these creative models of deraisas because we want to cover ourselves in love deraisa. Any normal Friday night we don't need any of this for. We're gonna make Kiddush anyway when we get home. So yeah, but you have to Kiddush deraisa there about the whole lock, stock, and barrel. Those who claim you can be yotze b'tefila, yotze b'tefila. Those who claim you're not, you're not. So. You're going to be at the Kiddush, but making Kiddush with wine later on that night.
Just understand, when we say that we want to mention that Shabbos is holy and Zechel Yetzias Mitzrayim, like, it's more pushing to me to understand, like, oh, I know what I'm saying with Zechel Yetzias Mitzrayim. What exactly does it mean to say Shabbos is holy? Just say, oh, Shabbos is holy.
Shabbos holy. Shabbos Kiddush, right? Shabbos Kiddush, oh, yo, Shabbos Kiddush, right? Just saying Shabbos Kiddush to me. At the end of the day, for a regular Friday night, does any of this make any difference? The Rambam of Rome is such a tataram that you ate with Kiddush, deraisa with tefillah, and we're going to town, but nah. Does anyone really care? I mean, the mice, you go home, you're from, you're going to make Kiddush when you get home. So what's the difference whether you ate 20 minutes earlier or not? So this may be either a problem or a solution, depending on what you think about this Rambam of Rome. So there's a very, very famous kasha that was raised by the Dogam of Bav. Dogam was the Nev Yehuda. The Nev Yehuda wrote a lot of Svarim. He wrote the Nev Yehuda, he wrote Tzlach. Those are the Svarim that he wrote. In addition, when he learned Shulchan Aruch on his own, he wrote little Rashi Prophet, wrote little notes of his own personal notes in the Sadeh of Shulchan Aruch, and he wasn't planning on publishing them. His children, after he passed away, they opened up a Shulchan Aruch, they noticed that. So they got in Chedush HaTorah, so they published it posthumously. They also published it, they called it the Dogam of Bav. So, that's why every once in a while you find things in the Dogma of Avah that are chalik what it says in the Yehuda, because he never meant them as piskei halacha. He meant these ha'aras that came his way, and he thought. So the Pesachim always write, there's a steer between what it says in the notes of Dogma of Avah, what says in the Tshuva. He wrote the Tshuva, he was writing Pesach halacha l'maisa. So we always follow what says in the Tshuva against what it says in the Dogma of Avah. But every once in a while, we don't have a Tshuva about the topic. So if this is what was Eilal Adas in the Yehuda, so it's kedai to learn. So in the Dabba Mavava on that Magid Avram, so the Navidu makes the following cheshbim. So it's a very complicated cheshbim. Let's walk through a regular, typical Friday night in every Jewish home. And the father goes to Shul to Daven Ma'ariv, says the mother Daven Ma'ariv. In Prague, you get the impression most women weren't Daven Ma'ariv. So no, the women weren't Daven Ma'ariv. So now we get it, come to the table, and the husband picks up his cup of wine. His wife's sitting and listening, standing and listening, or sitting, depending on what you do for Kiddush. So I want to just analyze exactly, says the Nev Yehuda, who is Chayev, who's not Chayev right now, in this midst of Kiddush. So the fellow who Daven Ma'ariv, the man who Daven Ma'ariv, the Nev Yehuda was assuming like the Magen Avram, he was Yaitzeh B'Deraisa. So if he was Yaitzeh B'Deraisa already, his Chiyuv to recite Kiddush now was only a Chiyuv Midrabbanan. That means on a level Deraisa, he's not Mechuyav by Kiddush anymore. He's showing it like he's done already. His wife presumably did not Daven Ma'ariv yet. So she is still Mechuyavas in Kiddush with their eyes, because women and men are on equal footing, Zachu Shamot. So that raises a red flag. What's the red flag? In order to be Maitzi, somebody in a mitzvah, you have to be a Mechuyav B'Davar. So is that called a Mechuyav B'Davar? If I'm Chayav in a mitzvah with the Rabbanon, and you're Chayav in a mitzvah with their eyes, does that meet the criteria, does that meet the conditions necessary to be a Mechuyav B'Davar, not to be Maitzi? So because of the Magen Avraham, was trying to make life easy for Klai Yisrael, and say, oh, you know, yeah, it's with their eyes, waiting with davening, says their beauty, made life much more problematic. Because by having the men daven and the women not davening, so you now have a mechuyav b'davar issue. So you could solve that either by telling the women to daven ma'ariv or tell the men not to come to shul. There wasn't Eilal Hadass in Prague that the woman's gonna make Kiddush. I mean, the woman should make there are a lot of things that could happen here. So we're trying to get into the mind and heart and soul of Nei Yehuda. Just how serious a problem is this in the first place? And if you think it's a problem, so what are the multiple solutions to the problem? So in the end of the day, you know, don't worry about it. What Klai Yisrael do still works. For some deep dark secret, it works. But then the Nei Yehuda turned the Magen Avraham that started as a kula into a chumra. So he's the one who raised the red flag of out. We got a mechuyav b'davar issue here. So for the next year, we'll try to figure out, do we really have a problem or not have a problem? Okay, let's stop.